Hare Krishna, reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. Contents of the Gita summarized, the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna's words to Arjuna, text 62 to 63. The question that was asked, what happens if one fixes one's senses on an object of enjoyment and views it as separate from Krishna's service? And here's Krishna's answer. While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them. And from attachment, lust develops. And from lust, anger arises. From anger, complete delusion arises. And from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, one falls down again into the material pool. Comment. The mind must be fixed on something. If we don't fix it on Krishna, then we get the alternative result herein described. Beginning with text 64 and continuing almost until the end of chapter 2, Krishna answers Arjuna's last question, how does he walk? The purport of this question is, how does a man in transcendence engage his senses? 64. But a person free from all attachment and aversion and able to control his senses through regulative principles of freedom can obtain the complete mercy of the Lord. Comment. With a controlled mind and fixed intelligence, a man in transcendence remains disinterested in combining the senses with their objects. Everything such a great soul does is auspicious, and he experiences full satisfaction. 65. For one who is thus satisfied in Krishna consciousness, the threefold miseries of material existence exist no longer. In such satisfied consciousness, one's intelligence is soon well established. Comment. A soul connected to Krishna through Krishna consciousness is free from material attractions and aversions and is fully satisfied. He experiences no misery, for his intelligence, being well established, is fixed on Krishna, mat paraha. Without bhakti, regardless of what one possesses or what one does, one is never satisfied, as we see in the example of Srila Vyasadeva's lamentation in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva had compiled the Vedas, added the Puranas, and composed the Mahabharata. Yet because he had not emphasized bhakti, he remained dissatisfied in mind. He reflected, I have, under strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas, the spiritual master, and the altar of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings, and have shown the import of disciplic succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, by which even women, sudras, and others, friends of the twice born, can see the path of religion. I'm feeling incomplete, though I myself am fully equipped with everything required by the Vedas. This may be because I did not specifically point out the devotional service of the Lord, which is dear both to perfect beings and to the infallible Lord. That's from the fourth chapter of the first canto, text 28 to 31. Of the Bhagavatam. Next, what takes place when one lacks satisfaction in Krishna consciousness? 66. One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind with which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? Comment. The contrast between this verse and the previous one strengthens Krishna's argument. If the mind and intelligence deviate from meditation on Krishna, there can be no question of happiness. Deviating from thoughts of Krishna and contemplating sense objects results in becoming overwhelmed by desires for material enjoyment. 67. As a boat on the water is swept away by a strong wind, even one of the roaming senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence. Comment. A mind surrendered to the urges of the senses carries away a man's discrimination. His intelligence will thus be stolen by the unfavorable winds of his uncontrolled senses. The senses, however, once subdued, create favorable breezes. 68. Therefore, O mighty Om, one whose senses are restrained from their objects is certainly of steady intelligence. Comment. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Mahabaho implies, just as you subdue your enemies, O mighty Om One, in the same way you should subdue your mind. 69. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled, and the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. Comment. The attached person and the detached person are as different as night and day. The sthita pragya is as unaffected by a mood of sense enjoyment as a sleeping man is unaffected by his surroundings. He is neutral to the happiness and distress that come from his karma and is undistracted, for he has ceased to view objects as sources of pleasure. Krishna now gives an example to illustrate the sthita pragya's nature. 70. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. He is unwavering. Comment. This is the comment. He is unwavering. He does not chase after sense gratification. Krishna next explains his determination, again speaking about the sthita pragya, the one who is fixed in knowledge, transcendental knowledge and transcendence. 71. A person who has given up all desires for sense gratification, who lives free from desires, who has given up all sense of proprietorship and is devoid of false ego, he alone can attain real peace. Maharaj Priyavrata, this is the comment, is an excellent example of the person herein described. Although he behaved as a pious but worldly king, he was internally renounced and peaceful because his mind was fixed on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This verse ends Krishna's answer to the question, how does he walk? Krishna concludes chapter 2 with a brief summary. 72. Text 72. That is the way of the spiritual and godly life, after attaining which a man is not bewildered. If one is thus situated, even at the hour of death, one can enter into the kingdom of God. Comment. Krishna glorifies the position of the sthita pragya. Many topics have been discussed in this chapter. The Vedas, the modes of material nature, karma yoga, karma kanda, jnana, sankhya, buddhi yoga, vedanta, the atma, detachment, samadhi, sannyas, and bhakti yoga. Srila Prabhupada writes, quote, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has summarized this second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita as being the contents for the whole text. In Bhagavad Gita, the subject matters are karma yoga, jnana yoga, and bhakti yoga. In the second chapter, karma yoga and jnana yoga have been clearly discussed, and a glimpse of bhakti yoga has also been given as the contents for the complete text. Hare Krishna, that is the end of Surrender Unto Me, Bhagavad Gita Overview, Chapter 2. Hare Krishna.